إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Rum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعد الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the fasad, the difficulties, the masaib, the trials, tribulations, tests which have appeared on the land, on the sea and the land, are the result of the actions that come from the hands of people. Bima kasabat aidinas. And these actions result in these things. The actions of people result in evil things. لِيُزِقَهُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah said, so that we can give them a taste of the result of their deeds, so that they turn towards us, so that they can make tawbah. This is not the punishment of the deed. It's only a taste. The actual punishment of the deed is something else. So for example, the deed is injustice to people, oppression to people. The taste of that are the wars and the things that we are seeing. But that is not the full punishment for the oppression. The full punishment of the oppression will happen on the Day of Judgment when people get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the oppressors get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this taste of the deed is so that we correct ourselves. And that is why when people came to Nuh alayhi salam and they complained of the trials and tribulations that they were undergoing, Nuh alayhi salam told them the same thing. He said, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُ رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. He said, go and turn towards your Rabb and make tawbah, and He is the most forgiving one, and He will remove your difficulties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned this in other places in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allahu ya la yughayyiru ma bi qawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. Allah does not change the good condition of a people until they change it from within themselves. Nations are not destroyed, families are not destroyed, people are not destroyed by outside forces. They are destroyed by themselves internally. It's like termites eating a wooden building. So you can't make out. The damage is happening inside. And when the damage, when sufficient damage happens inside, the building collapses by itself. So even an outside, little bit of outside force can collapse it. But the damage comes from inside. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in several places in the Quran and several other forms. The reminder for me and you is that when Allah has mentioned this, then we need to look at our own lives. Now this issue of thing happening from inside is both collectively and individually. Collectively is for the countries and nations and so forth, and individually is for our own lives. If we find there are difficulties in our lives, then we need to look at our own lives and see what is it that I am doing which is creating this difficulty. Allah said that's why it's happening. So obviously there is something in my life, either in what I am doing or how I am earning or what I am eating or where I am spending and all the cases, my akhlaq and my ma'amilat, which is bringing about this difficulty. So we need to introspect, look at ourselves. Second thing is, we need to make tawbah. We need to make tawbah so that this difficulty is removed. And tawbah, as we know, consists of the following things. One is to apologize. Istighfar is to make amends with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second one is never to go back to that deed, whatever it was. When you make tawbah and you say, I'm done with this thing, we don't go back to that. And the third one is that where the deed is of a nature which affected other people, then we need to make amends with those people also. So whether it is apologizing or giving back whatever you took or paying some compensation because of the hurt that you caused, I mean, all of this depends on what it was. So these three things is the meaning of tawbah. Tawbah is not simply to take away somebody's right and then say, I am sorry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't work. What you did to whoever it was, that must go there. So if the transgression was of a nature, for example, if you are not praying salah, then make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, start praying salah, that matter is over, inshallah. But if you were, for example, if you abused somebody or you slandered somebody or you did not pay somebody after, you took their work, or you promised something, you did not give it, or whatever the case might be, then you have to make up that. You can't simply make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person that you should have paid, you didn't pay, so pay them. And pay them some compensation also, because you did not pay them at the correct time. So the poor man or whoever it was has suffered as a consequence of that. It's not just a matter of payment. It's payment plus something else because of the suffering that you caused, right? If he doesn't take it, it's a different thing, but you must offer it. So in this case, it is very, very important. Very important to settle these scores in this life. Because if you die with that and the score is not settled and then it gets settled on the day of judgment, then you are in serious trouble. Because there is no, it's the adal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you go there with all these dues pending, then you certainly cannot hope for mercy from people there. That's not going to happen. There's no forgiveness. Nobody will come and say, no, it's okay. Nobody's okay. He will extract whatever he has to get. Allah is the only one who will forgive. So it is very good to settle the scores here and ensure that to the best extent possible, as much as we know, that we go with a clean record. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to look at our lives, introspect, reflect. And this is the thing I keep saying all the time. We have made our lives so hectic and frantic. It's really, sometimes you have to sit back and think, and why are we doing this to ourselves? For what? What is it we are getting out of it? In the sense of, the kind of life, it's literally like running on a treadmill or something. Continuously. If you stop running, you fall down. But that is not how it is. Alhamdulillah, Allah did not put us on a treadmill. Allah put us on the ground. You want to run, you run. You want to walk, you walk. Whatever it is. But we have made our life such that every day it's like a punishment, literally. It's like azab. Right? And the more dunya you have, the more of the azab. Because at the end of the day, how much you can eat and how many beds you will sleep in, or how many air conditioners you have in your house, all of that remains the same. If you are a billionaire, you will not sleep inside a freezer, right? You still sleep in a room with one air conditioner. You will still sleep in a bed. What are you going to sleep on? The cloud? So all that billions and billions, if it is not being spent in something worthwhile, in the khidmat of people, and in the, I just came back from Bhopal, and this school, EPS, Eastern Public School, is run by, the whole thing is funded by one single man. And this man is not some billionaire, millionaire, or somebody who owns a lot of property and so on. He is a executive in the National Commercial Bank in Saudi Arabia. That's it. He himself lives in a rented house. We are not talking about, I've got $1 billion, so I'm giving whatever it is. So it's not spare cash. He's giving his salary. He's spending more on the school than he spends on his own family. Ajeeb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in the hearts of some people. As a result of that, I tell you, what I was impressed with, the school is an IB school, and IB is a very good system. I mean, anyone who has IB as a school system can't possibly go wrong. So that is a different matter. But what I was very impressed was the quality of people that he has. The quality of teachers and the quality of students. I have yet to see something better than that. You're fantastic. And this is in Bhopal. We are not talking about Switzerland or something. It's a small little town in central India, which is, I was very pleasantly surprised to see that many people, and every single one of those teachers is working at a salary which is one third of what they would get in any other IB school. These are all trained IB teachers. They are voluntarily working in that school at literally one third the salary that they would get anywhere in any other IB school. The director of the school tells me, if they float any one of our teachers, if they float their CV, within a week they will get a salary 3 times what they are getting here. He says they go to IB training conferences, they are given offers, job offers by other IB schools. He says not one has taken it, not even one. He says the only reason they leave us is, well, most of them are women. He says the only reason they leave us is if they are getting married. If they get married, they go away. Otherwise, if they are having children, they leave us for maternity leave and things like this. And sometimes it takes 2-3 years for the child to, for the mother to leave the child. So that's the only reason for attrition. He says not a single teacher has left for better prospects, although every single one of them can get 3 times their salary. The director is working for less than that and so on. So this is what impressed me. The IB is a good system. So and what impressed me even more than that is, they have a well in that school. They've got a huge big lawn. There's not much land, there's only about 3-4 acres of land there. But that lawn is pretty big. And they've got a very nice garden and very green. So obviously a lot of water is used for that. So they've got a well. The director tells me that he says, we have instructions from from the owner of the school that by measure, they have a meter there, a water measuring meter. He says, by measure, the amount of water that you spend for the gardening and for the school, equal or more water should be given to the slum which is next door. There is a slum there called Abbasnagar. He says, equal or more water should be pumped to the slum. And they are pumping it. So he tells me, he says, sir, even in the worst of summer, this well does not dry up. I said, of course, it's not drying up. Your well is not getting water from the ground. It's getting water from the top. How will it dry up? Open well. He says, we have water throughout the summer, never dries. Even though we are pumping, what they need for the school, equal or more, they are giving to the people in the next door in the slum. They're pumping it out. And he says, well, that never dries. I said, it won't dry. How will it dry? Now, this is the point I'm saying. This is the issue of amal. Here is an amal which is being done to say, take care of your environment, take care of people who are near you, give them water. I asked them, I said, we went to pray in the masjid, there's a masjid next door, these people are building their own masjid, so we went to the masjid next door. So as I was coming out, I asked the director there, I said, do any of these children study in the school? And I was quite prepared to have a, you know, wishy-washy answer and say this and that. No, we are giving them money and they were. 12 or 15 of the slum children study in this school. Nobody knows who they are. They are getting an IB education. He says, not only that, they are obviously the first in their entire khandan ever to study in IB school. But he says, there are many children like that. They are not necessarily from this slum, but there are many children like that who are studying. 60% of the year-on-year expense of the school is run by this one man. 40% they get from the fees. The fee of that IB school is less than one-tenth. You know what you are paying in Indus. They are paying 48,000 per year. The standard of that IB school is far superior to Indus. Although it's the same IB syllabus. So, in that sense, it is the same thing. But the quality of teaching and so on, and the quality of nurturing, you can make out. I mean, I'm supposed to be a blooming expert in this. 2 days I spent with them. I'm not talking about some 1 hour assessment. 2 full days I spent with them. You can see the connection between the children and the teachers. You can see the dedication of the teachers. I've never seen more mukhlis people in my life. I was so happy to go and see them. And that's the reason I'm saying this. Zahara al-fasad fil barri wal bahri bima kasabat aydin nas. If there is fasad, if there is problem, if there is, look at your own deeds. And where you find people whose deeds are good, you don't have the fasad. You have all kinds of barakah in what they are doing. Very, very nice. I mean, alhamdulillah. So therefore, I remind myself and you, let us look at our lives and say, what is it that we can do which we are not doing, and what is it if we are doing what we are supposed to be doing? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all power to you, may Allah give you more and more barakah in what you are doing. But if there is something, if there is difficulty in the life, then go back in your own life and see what is it that I am doing to invite this difficulty into my life, because this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is khair from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not giving us the full punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us only a taste. It's like a small child who's putting his hand towards the fire and you slap the wrist, you know, you tap on the wrist. So this is not a punishment. It might hurt a little bit, but it's not punishment. If your punishment is if you put your hand in the fire, then you're going to get burnt. And that is the point of that, to say, let us look at our lives, let us make tawbah, let us correct ourselves, let us correct our actions, and if the actions have any consequences, then let us make sure we straighten all that out before we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalal. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa rahmatika.